Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little confused by our weather here, although I was on a show last night with somebody, and they were talking about, I think she lived in Wisconsin, and there was so much snow the schools were closed, which blows my mind. Just like that. Snowed enough to, close schools.
Wow.
5 and 6 feet in Michigan, where my daughter lives, she sent me a picture. The snow was up over one of the trees in her yard.
Is that even kind of normal this time of year? Isn't that kind of sudden?
Oh, that was last year. I'm sorry to mislead you. But a big cold wave is coming. But I've decided that my whole life is a dream, and I just wished it on myself, so I could wish it away if I wanted.
Well, very Bruce Lipton of you.
Welcome, everybody, to our show. Blog Talk Radio is simultaneously broadcasting the audio of what we're doing at the same time that WebEx is broadcasting the video of what we're doing. And since we're going to be doing volunteers tonight, and we're going to test people's brain, we already have one volunteer already. She has her hand up in the chat that is filling up nicely. So if you want to watch the show later and actually see us do a demonstration, and we're going to be doing neuroplasticity, all of the filaments in our brain and how to keep them clean and clear and non-polluted, so that we can do wonderful things and make our life less miserable, I guess. I'll show you a little bit about that. So I went over to a brain game play thing called Luminosity. And it says to get started, test now. They're going to test train memory and attention, web-based personality training program, track your progress. This costs, by the way, after a while. So remembering patterns and locations, associating names with faces, keeping track of multiple pieces of information in your head, recalling sequences and objects and movements, dividing your attention between multiple tasks and demands, attending to key information within a large area, ignoring distractions, quickly picking out patterns, decision making in time-sensitive situations, quickly recalling recent information, reorienting yourself as perspectives change, reacting quickly. Wouldn't we all like that, to be able to do that? Did we lose you, Richard?
No, I was distracted. I have to admit, I was distracted. I was trying to find Lumosity on my phone because that's one of the great things about Lumosity. I think they work both on Android and iPhones, and they have apps that are either free until you get into the high-end part or very low cost, where you can do this when you're sitting someplace and you can, you know, be exercising your synaptic gap.
I will put this back in the chat for those who have just joined us, because you can't see the chat except from the point of where you've joined. So I think this is neat. We have a couple of announcements before we jump into this. One of them we probably should save till next week when we do Direction for Truth, but it's so important, I absolutely want to share it with people. This is a man who is the architect of getting the American people to accept Obamacare. And you know that we are preparing to fill in the gap that Obamacare leaves aside with our Guardian program, and that's one of the things that we want to share with people, the Guardian Network, and we're going to be sharing Luminosity, this computer program, with people next time we are on the air with Guardian, which is once a month. But I want you to listen to this guy. This is incredible. We have even something more incredible next week, or I would have saved this. We share this time every other Tuesday, happy hour this week, and be Direction for Truth next week. Today we do evaluations of people who are our audience, and next week we tell you about somebody. But listen to this guy, Jonathan Gruber.
Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of...
Let's go back just a little bit here. It's incredible.
I had a session with Sean Gruber and Steve Parenti doing that last year, and I don't do a very good Steve Parenti impression, so I thought I didn't want to rerun that. So our thought was to begin at least by talking more dispassionately about the contribution that economists made, or in some cases perhaps didn't, to the design of the ACA and of features in the ACA.
Affordable Care Act. That's
sort of the...
I'm trying to run this forward to where this John Gruber person is going to be talking. I thought I had it keyed up, and then I totally lost it. So this is my fault here. Richard, can you fill in with something until I find my spot?
Until you find your play point. I'll go back to talking about Luminosity for a moment, because I know that's the direction that we're going. That it really is, from any of our smartphones, it's easy to download and get going and just get a feel for it. And it really is quite handy for those times when you're, you know, it can even be standing in line at the grocery store, or not while you're driving, of course. But, you know, just when you have a couple of minutes, like less than 5 minutes, while you order food and you're waiting for it, to be able to do something to exercise, you know, some aspect of your brain that it tests, and as you evolve, it does too.
It gets difficult after a while. I think I might be in the right spot, maybe.
Well, if we give people enough information, they'll make good decisions. But if they're making good decisions based on their discount rates, and they're really high, they may not be things that we want them to do. So if you thought about how you think the ACA either dealt with some of those issues, or you know, maybe how future adaptations, future things we as health economists might do would help that.
I mean, this is basically, to my mind, the single biggest, I mean, I love behavioral economics, but the single biggest problem is it's very hard to do welfare, which
right.
is basically, if people are making mistakes, what does the social welfare function look like?
Yeah.
And I think economists fall back on the social welfare function. So he said, well, if it'll make Olympians feel happy, let's put it in the bill, we'll get rid of it in conference. Well, then conference never happens, so the law actually features this weird glitch that for only small businesses, the deductible is limited to $2,000, not indexed, just $2,000. Well, everyone agrees that's a bad idea, left and right alike, but you can't reopen the law, so we can't get rid of it. That's the kind of thing that we just need to get rid of, and hopefully someday we'll in a political environment that we can do something like that. And then I think Marx is entirely right about the employer mandate. That was just political, and people went nuts, and he said this is over. And then John Kerry, or more likely his staff, came up with this very clever idea of the Cadillac tax, which is, you know, I don't know, you know, I would say, I guess, 70% as good as doing the right thing. So it's 70% as good in the sense that it's going to have a lot of the same effects, in the sense it's a 40% excise tax that happens to people with the highest marginal rate, so essentially offsets the exclusion. What's wrong with it is two things. One is, well, 40% isn't everybody's rate. As the centerpiece of arguing really bring to the fore why this is a terrible piece of policy and we need to address it. And I think it was that which motivated sort of a generation of us to make this the top of our agenda, and I think it was that hard fighting which led us to, for the first time, take it on. If you'd said to me, you know, in 2008, which is more likely, that we'll pass a law that covers 25 million people, we'll pass a law which takes on the employer exclusion, I would have said definitely the former. There's no way we can take on the employer exclusion. The fact that we've done it even this indirect way is, I think, just a testament to the leadership Mark showed in highlighting this, and the fact that we've all followed up and really, really pushed on.
I can't find the exact piece, but what this guy says, and I will put it in or you can look for it, how stupid Americans are and how they deliberately convoluted Obamacare so people wouldn't understand what was in it, because if people understood that the plan was to take the money from the rich people and give it to the poor so the government wouldn't have to pay any kind of health welfare, because the government didn't want to pay it. They wanted the Americans to pay for their other citizens. He said it would never have passed. And he's right, it wouldn't have. So he's saying in this little blip, which I cannot find here, and I feel like stupid for not finding it, but go back and look at it. It's all over the news that they had to hide this, and the Obama administration deliberately hid it because they knew it wouldn't pass if people knew what was really in it. Richard, have you heard any of this before?
I've heard snippets of it, but I haven't been paying attention because it's politicians slapping their lips, and I just don't pay attention. Because I feel at this point, if their lips are moving, they're lying or, you know, looking for the money.
Well, the other thing that comes in here is the chemical dumbing down of society by fluoride in the water, by radiation, by vaccines, by GMOs. And that's one of the things that we want to go after today in looking at how our brain is poisoned, and it gives us something called Alzheimer's or diabetes dementia, and they're calling Alzheimer's now diabetes 3. They're crudding up our liver with vaccines and bad food, and we don't have enough enzymes to digest what's going on. So we created this computer program, which I think is beautiful and I wanted you to see, about neuroplasticity and what goes on in your brain. And you were talking about luminosity. That those are exercises to increase your brain power. But when there is a deliberate dumbing down with fluoride in the water, which is reported the Nazis used that to dumb people down, mercury in your teeth and in your foods, glyphosates, microwaves, I'm not so sure about that one. I don't have enough information about it. But look at this, deliberate dumbing down of Americans so we can be corralled easy, so we can be led to the slaughter. What's the idea here? Why do Americans need to be dumbed down, and what can we do about it? That was a question, Richard.
Oh, sorry. What can we do about it? We can listen to Sherry Edwards. We can join the Guardians Network. We can start, instead of waiting to think that the bureaucrats, whoever the bureaucrats are, you know, because whether it's Obama or Bush or Clinton or Carter or, I'm dating myself now, Kennedy, Nixon, it's all, you know, it's a giant bureaucracy of people trying to pretend they're doing something. And I think we really have to take responsibility and, you know, join the associations like the Guardians Network and start taking monitoring our own health in our own hands. I just think it's the way to go. And I'm not saying that for people who have not heard me before. I don't work for Sherry. I'm doing this because I want to. I'm not being paid to say any of this. It's really true. We have to take responsibility for our own health. I'm not saying that there isn't a place for hospitals and health care. I'm just saying we have to take primary responsibility for our health. And Sherry has amazing software that allows us to do that.
Richard's not only getting no pay for doing this show, but he does the Sunday shows, and he does all kinds of shows for us because it's a labor of love to him that he wants to see this, he wants to see this go. Somebody just sent me a little notice and said, check the video at 2110. Is that 2110? I can't see. 216?
It looks like 2119.
they're trying to help me not be so embarrassed by not knowing what I'm doing. What does that say, 2050?
Yeah, that's close. That's close. That's only a few seconds off.
Okay, thank you for your help. Who wrote that in? Kobla. Okay, let's try it, because it is astounding what this man is saying.
Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to get anything to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right, we can make it all transparent, but I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not. And I think that involves some trade-offs that, you know, we don't prefer as academic economists, but which are realistic. Let's talk also a little about Oregon. So I was one of the co-conspirators.
Yep, that was it. Americans are stupid, so we had to construct this. Thank you for finding that for me. But check it out. Americans stupid, dumbing down. What is neuroplasticity? We're hoping that we can look at the nutrition and how to counteract the toxicity with this new program. And it's neuroplasticity. Tommy is on with us. He is the one that puts all these programs together. We do the research and throw things at him, and he comes out with this beautiful program, and he designed it so the public can use it, so it's really easy. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural networks throughout life. Neuroplasticity allows the neurons, nerve cells, in the brain to compensate for injury and disease and to adjust their activities in response to new situations or to change their environment. Now, I had some information up here that had, well, that's an article about new clues on how to make the adult brain better. I'll put that in the chat for you. There's a chat going over at Blog Talk Radio and a chat going here. But I found a couple of, I should tell you, right before this whole thing happened, my computer crashed, so I had to put everything back up and couldn't find anything. But on one of these, it gives you information on what's a neuron, what's a dendrite, all the things happening in the brain and what's going on with it. And I don't quite remember where all of that is. I should put up neuroplasticity definitions. Maybe it's in there. So that's one that I had up. No, it isn't. If somebody can find it, we'll put it in the chat for people. But it explained all the pieces that we're going to talk about. How your brain is the central processing unit, and everything in your body sends signals back to the brain, and that's how it's beginning to manage. And we're trying to look at it and get rid of things that clog up your brain, so that if there is a clog, we can make new pathways, new roads to get where we're going. So the brain is constantly renewing itself from the probably before you're born, while you're still in utero. Somebody's sending me some more. Interesting article about a stupid virus. Oh, I had that up before and forgot it. Let's put that in. It's in the chat. Real science, almost half the population may be infected with a mysterious virus that makes people stupid. Now, we are going to decode this, and we will have it for you so we can play the antidotes. How about this? There is a virus that makes people stupid. Now, they've run this on mice, and give them this virus, and then they can't run the maze anymore. There's pieces of their brain that begins to be non-responsive. So we have just decided that we're going to use the, well, probably luminosity. We're going to look at neuroplasticity and what it is, definitions of it, and I'm going to change sharing so that you can see the program and see how beautiful it is. So I'm going to stop sharing for a few seconds and change over to a different file so that you can see all of this happening at once. Okay, you are looking at the program and I've opened it here. I think that I'll kill it and go back and open it again so you can see how beautiful it is. Isn't that beautiful? We're going to be using that program, and we're going to be using a program called Audacity. Now, you can go download Audacity from our website, and there are things on there now. I think it's going to be changed today. It should be changed on the 10th. So if you go to Downloads and go to Bonus Software, there it is, neuroplasticity. So you can download this. You can also download the abacus. There's step-by-step instructions. The first one is to download Audacity and then take your vocal print. You can follow all the directions in the textbook, Bioacoustic Basics. And the pastel folder is to help you work with other people with the software that we give away, people. You can start your own business. All you need is a microphone. And we have, I need to find her here because I shut down everything and I'm having to open it back up. Thank you, Gail, for finding that article. Oh, there's another one. Stupid virus. Okay, got it. So we have a volunteer. Her name is Debbie. I'm going to open her microphone in just a few minutes. So if you've downloaded Audacity, audacity.sourceforge.net, would somebody please put that in the link in the chat for everyone? audacity.sourceforge.net. Send it out to everyone on chat so they can download this. It tells you in the textbook we gave you what the preferences are that we're going to be recording at 32,000 16-bit mono. You want to unclick your overdub, and we want to be doing this in mono. Okay, I'm going to put that in since nobody else did. audacity.sourceforge.net. And that will get you the program that you're looking at on the screen. For those of you who are just listening, we're going to hit a red button on the screen, and somebody's going to talk. Debbie's going to talk, and she's going to talk up to 30 seconds about her brain that she once examined, and we'll stop it with the gold button, and then we'll take what she said and translate it into the computer programs that are free to you on the site under Bonus Software. So, Debbie, are you ready? Will you open your microphone?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. See this little red button?
Yes.
And this is the time. So just talk to me about your brain, and I'm going to shut up so that you are the only one that we're going to record, okay?
Okay.
Go.
Okay. for me. I have a hard time comprehending what I read, and then I love to convey what I've heard, except it's difficult for me, and then it just doesn't come out right, and my husband thinks I'm just crazy in what I'm saying, and I tell him, well, it didn't come out the way I heard it, and so I just...
Okay, that's enough. We're going to delete these parts where you were silent. You don't have to, but if you've got a door slamming or something like that, you can go in and edit all of this. And I'm going to export this wave as Debbie's brain. And I'm putting it in a file so I can find it in a few minutes. But have you had a stroke or anything like that, or has anybody diagnosed this?
No, it's just that what I know. I mean, my mother claims that my brain might have been affected from a high fever, but my thoughts are, from what I hear, it's more probably the vaccinations, because I've heard you can get a fever up to 107 point something, and it's not going to damage your brain.
Well, it could be vaccinations, could be thyroid, could be insulin, low insulin. Okay, Debbie, I'm going to mute your mic.
Okay.
Then I'll show people what we're going to do with this. We didn't save it. We exported it. We exported it as a WAVE file into a WAVES folder. So we have it ready. The next thing we're going to open is a file called Abacus. And Abacus is also on the website for you to download. Here's Abacus. Move it over so you can see what I'm talking about. The Abacus, and you can download the software step by step, downloading all of this. So we try to make it really easy for everyone to help set up this alternative health system, not because we're trying to fight what's going on. We just know what's going on is going to leave us behind, because there's rationing, there's spending ceilings, and we just don't want to have to deal with that. We want to get good nutrition. We want to see how we are how we're faring. When you join the Guardian Network, you get nutrition, so you can put all of your stuff together. Let me see if one of these is already open. No, that's somebody else, so I'll have to open a new one. So we want you to be able to monitor and know what's coming. And there are graphs and charts on our site that you can download. There are free classes that you can come to and learn how to do all of this. So this is Abacus. We're opening a grid that is zero at the top. And let's see how many boxes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Has 10 boxes across. 1, 2, and 6 boxes down. A big grid. So zero is going to be the highest sound. And minus 60 at the bottom part of the grid is going to be the lowest sound. And we have a Fast for a Transform in here that lets us use information about someone's vocal print, and we have correlated it to information. So we're going to go to our Waves folder where we stashed Debbie's brain file. It's entering into okay, Richard, I heard you yell. We're going to transfer it into our computer program. And Richard loves these kinds of things because we're looking at a gray grid, and he immediately yells, methylation, when we look at the top. This means that somewhere your brain isn't getting instructions to use your incoming resources. So Debbie's brain, I'm just filling in the demographics, online. We don't need her birthday yet. Gender female, and she has reading comprehension issues, H-E-N-S-I-O-N. And is it that you lose your thought pattern or you can't call up a thought pattern, Debbie?
Not necessarily, well, I guess so. It's just hard to find the words to convey and just, you know, remember what I heard. But if somebody would say it again, I would know that I heard that.
You recognize it. So I'm just going to put explaining down here.
Yeah.
Okay, that helps a bit. Somebody lost sound. If you've lost sound, you can go over to Blog Talk Radio at 347-850-1407. And the sound is great over there, according to Richard. Now, what we have is this gray grid and blue stripes up and down sort of frequency things, representations like a graph. And we're going to ask the computer to pull or select 24 points out of this 100,000 points that we're looking at here, from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second, and we look to 2 decimal points. There is something greatly out of norm, and it's a low, and I'm going to choose it, and it's 877,515. They hit full time again. That is something incredibly low in her chart. So we need to look at what that is. Hold on a second. Excuse me. So we're going to ask the computer pull points. And we just hit this little button. And it says pull points, which select points of significance. And you can see all of the little red circles have shown up. There's only 4 lows. Now, we may have a problem here because the computer requires, I think, that you choose at least six lows. We may have to fake this a bit. There is a double here at the beginning, 2 circles in the same spot. So I'm going to take the lower circle and delete that. Go back to full size, and I'm going to choose something. I'm going to have to choose a dummy here. Whoops, I didn't choose it quite right in the same spot. And I'm doing this because I have to have 6 points. Maximum number of points reached. Well, I have to give away, I have to reduce another one. Oh, what am I going to give up? How about this little one right here? So I want to pick the ones that are nearest this dark gray grid. When that went up in the graph, and I don't want that, I'm going to remove it again. Sometimes you have to expand by holding down your left mouse, rolling over. I thought that was a double there. Does this look like a double right here to anybody but me? I'm just going to fake something here because I have to have some lows. That's really a high up there. I shouldn't confuse people by allowing that to stay. I will choose something underneath a high. There really isn't anything. I'm just going to choose one at random. I will go back and look at these other things that are low lows. It may be that the computer program will let me. If so, I will come back and change this. But some of the computer programs will let you, some will not. Tommy, on this one, do I have to have six lows and six highs? Do you remember? I don't think Tommy has a mic. Okay.
I have a mic, but I'm not sure. You may give it a shot and try it, but I think, I'd have to go look on another computer to tell you that.
Okay, we'll just try it. So I'm going to go to this little Rubik's Cube on the bottom. That's our icon for good health. And so I'm going to click that, not save it, as go up to file and save it. I'm going to click on the Rubik's Cube, and I'm going to put it in a folder that's it's called GNS. That means Genesis to us, and that's where we started. And that's one of your first instructions. Make three folders on your desk to store information. So I'm not going to kill that. I'm just going to minimize it. Now I'm going to go to our neuroplasticity. Open that. Open client. Now remember, we stored this in the GNS file on the desktop. There's Debbie's brain online. I'm going to click. It brings in her demographics. It brings in those two sets of information, those 12 and 12, 24 nodes, on the grid as we're looking at it. Anything that's above this dark gray grid, that's too much. The body's collecting it, and in her case, not using it. And if it's, well, this is somebody else's, but that's okay. Anything that's below is something they don't have enough of. There's Debbie's brain. So we're looking at these three or four lows, and we had to choose a couple of lows that we don't know if those are a problem or not yet, because the computer program sometimes gets contrary on us. So it will do reports now, because this report button is lit up, but if I'm going to go in here and edit, let's see if I take away this low. See the gray button grayed out? The button was dark and now it's gray. That really means that we have to put that fake low in there. I think what I would do if this one low was not here, and we really need to look at that because that is significant, I would go in and pick all highs, and then I would label some of them lows, because these lows are not significant except for that one. So sometimes you have to work around the program. And even though these are lows that we chose, they're not significant lows. But we're going to ask the computer to run a report, and it's going to run proteins, toxins, vitamins, hormones, medications, minerals, herbs, genomes, fatty acids, activators, amino acids, biochemicals, and enzymes. Now, right now, I'm going to uncheck all of those and just run something called a note correlate chart. This is downloadable from our site, from the NanoVoice, from the downloads. And we want to look at any issue here that has a score of 4 or more. And she has 2 5s. A is for physical degeneration, electrical problems, rebuilding the physical body, and it's for management and has a lot to do with how the body manages its resources. We also have a 5 at F, and that's the kidneys. So we can print this. If she was here, we'd just give it to her. But there is another way to print it. We can print it in a PDF format and send it to her over the internet. Now, we'll do that later, and I'll show you how to work with that. But let's look at Unsnap that, and let's look at her vitamins and minerals. See how she's doing with those. Inositol is high. Inositol needs choline to be able to work. When something is this high and it's water soluble, and inositol is, it's in there, it's just not working. And choline is also a B vitamin. And on the site, there is a nutrient, N-U-T-R-I-E-N, nutrient assimilation chart. Well, it's showing it's not on my computer, so I'm going to go show you where it is online. So if we go to downloads, the bonus software, go down to the bottom, and there is this green-looking thing. If you double-click on that, it gives you what we call the green sheet, nutrient assimilation chart, and it let you look for something like inositol. And inositol needs the B vitamins, needs vitamin E, vitamin C, folic acid, and linoleic acid. So we know at this point that her inositol is too high and not working. So she must have one of these nutrients missing that helps the body use the inositol. We know that choline is an issue for inositol. They work together. It says helps form lecithin. Take same amount of choline. Now, here is a trick. We don't have choline here. But we could go back and change this information just a little bit to see if choline is there, but we just slightly missed it. We can change our variance, and let's put it at the highest variance. And the variance is how wide the computer looks. If we just say we want inositol and it's 16, and I made that up, it's not really, and we only look at that, we're very narrow. But if we want to look at 1601, 02, 03, then we're changing our variance. So I will hit report again. I probably should get rid of that mineral one and just run it this way and see what we get. Okay, inositol and B6. Now, B6 is very instrumental in making some of your brain chemicals to help you think. So we know that B6 is also an issue, but we haven't found the choline. But on that sheet, it said that for inositol, you need the B vitamins. So her issue is her B6 is not working either. So we jump up here and we look at, well, B6 needs the B vitamins and vitamin C and serine. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong place. Magnesium, sodium, that's a mineral. Potassium is a mineral. Zinc is a mineral. Linoleic acid is a fatty acid, so we'll go looking there too. But this is using the pieces of information that your report gives you and trying to figure out the missing pieces. So let's look.
Sharon.
Yes.
One of your practitioners, Lisa Banning, noticed that the frequency equivalent of phosphatidylcholine was her lowest low.
Uh-oh. That makes sense. We're not allowed to say that, but it makes total sense. That low, low that we were working at, looking at, phosphatidylcholine helps make inositol work. Wonder why we don't have it here in the brain. Wonder if it'd be under biochemicals. I don't know where it is, but we'll look. So as we're looking, looks like no minerals showed up. I'm going to unsnap vitamins, and I'm going to click the report again, and you'll see yellow run through here. See, it ran through there, but nothing came up. That means there's no minerals in stress. Now, fatty acids was one of them, and let's look at biochemicals. Actin is low. This helps support the growth of a lot of things, like the little hair follicles in your ear and the kidneys' straining ability, the little hair follicles there. Galactose, brain sugar, well, that's already high. So we might have to look at something like GABA, that its receptors can be too open and too many things flood into the brain so people can't think. Okay, so we didn't get anything on fatty acids. Let me unsnap everything but fatty acids. Nothing. Well, carnitine helps fatty acids work, so let's see if there's carnitine under amino acids, the things that rebuild the body. And no report there. Nothing. Okay, let's look at genes. We could look at hormones. We could look at proteins. Let's look at a couple of those. We're trying to cross-relate information. Oh, lots of things here. Nitric oxide synthase is very high. That's usually good. It allows a flow of oxygen into the cells. I don't think I've ever seen anybody's nitric oxide synthase too high. STAR, a regulatory protein, too high. I had to look that up. Oh, look at this, VIP, high, coexists with acetylcholine, inhibits gastric H and gastric, I don't know what the H is doing there, gastric.
I'm suspecting hydrochloric acid because it's along with papain, so it's probably the hydrochloric, HCl.
Yeah, we should put HCl in there. Okay. Look at all this tetrahydrobiopterin and how this supports the kidney. And yes, you'll have to look some of these up, but probably not very many of them. Implicated in neurotoxicity associated with stroke. Whoa. So we would have to detoxify you from this nitric oxide synthase. And we do something called tone trials. Low neurotensin receptors supports epinephrine and dopamine. Ghrelin, involved with memory but also with appetite. That's too high. If we find, and I'm going to say this, if we find the proteins that match these genomes, then it's ta-da, we've got it. So is this protein? No, those are hormones. Cyclic GMP helps regulate nitric oxide. So we'd have to look at that. Cholesterol low. Now, some people can have cholesterol high and low. The problem is there is an enzyme that helps control cholesterol. And it is very close. It's within 2/100 of cholesterol. So this could be that cholesterol enzyme is low, not necessarily cholesterol. Glucose is high, brain fuel. I would like to run you on GABA to look at your receptors because it looks like there's too much coming into your brain that you can't separate it and get a handle on what you want to say. Not too little, but too much coming in. I'm going to decrease that one and open these proteins. The protein and the gene. We got it right here. Well, what happened to that one? The protein and the gene. I have never seen this before. We want to go to 100%. When you see these two together, I'm going to try to open them together to see what happens here. When you find these two, especially in this neuroplasticity and things like Alzheimer's, we probably should run you through Alzheimer's. We probably should run you through maintenance and repair. We probably should run you through mapping. But I think we've pretty much found the culprit right here. And from what this says, it looks like you may have had a stroke of some kind. Vaccines, from what we've looked at, create micro strokes. You don't have an outward appearance of it, but they create little coagulation roadblocks in the brain. And I don't know where you're from, but we probably should get you to a practitioner to get this nitric oxide synthase taken care of. Now, we want to look at things that are a genome and a protein together. Aconitase regulates nucleate metabolism. Aconitase, part of brain energy pathways. They're on both. The other two are not, down to nitric synthase. The VI, well, not down far enough. It says there's more than one page. There's the VIP, so we need to take care of this. Now, these are issues that you can't go to your corner drugstore and buy something. Your doctor can't even get it for you. They can't deal with the gene, but we can with frequency. Get in touch with me afterwards, or just put your information in so I can get in touch with you, Debbie, and get you referred to somebody. But there's the VIP protein, there's the VIP gene. Coexists with that acetylcholine and with your lowest low, that's phosphatidylcholine, which is the kind of choline that the brain bioavailable. So let's go back one page, see if more of this is in here. VGA, no, that's about cholesterol. Substance P, high, that's pain. Do you have headaches? Do you have pain anywhere?
Well, I've had a lot of pain from, I think it was a skating accident. Well, I was skating, roller skating, and going down a long hill and gaining speed, and so I was, I purposely fell. And I'm going to a chiropractor who found that my the hip bone on the left side was separated from the sacroiliac.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it wouldn't show up on an x-ray because I've had x-rays. I've had physical therapy on my left foot, on my left knee, on my left hip. And she has corrected that separation, so it is a lot better. So, yeah, I've had a lot of pain, I think, from that skating fall.
Well, that's something else that we can use frequencies to help with. But this is the way you find what the root cause is in some of these things. And there it is. It's a protein that the body's created. It's way too abundant. And the gene for it now is abundant. So we need to cut back and balance the gene and then balance what's going on here for normal form and function. I think this is incredible that we have found this.
Whoa.
Now, what do we do with it? Let's make a file here. Whoops. Let's make a file. Well, I'm going to go back to the other sharing the other wall over here, because it's got more space on it where I can do something. Let's make a file. Just right-click anywhere, new folder, and we're going to call it Debbie's Brain. Now, these are management reports that we're trying to do so that you can take them to your wellness provider. And I'm going to click all of them so we can make all kinds of reports for you. I'm going to say send all this to the printer. And for the printer setup, I'm going to ask it to do a PDF file. Now, on our site, you can go back and look at how to create a PDF file so that you can send these. If you try to cut and paste and all that, it's just a pain in the patootie. So go to the file. This is just one of them. It's on several. This is the neuroplasticity software that you can download. So you go down to the bottom, how to turn a report into a PDF, and it tells you how to download that and how to use it. So right now we are going to look at all of these reports that are going to come flying up that we just looked at, and they're going to come up in PDF format. And they're going to be flying up here. And it says, okay, that's the vitamin one, and I want to put that on the desktop, and I want to put them all in my Debbie's Brain folder. And where this putting it in the right place, okay? I don't know why that came up. That's weird. Okay, this is the other for ones that are coming in. Is that all of them? No, there's one for hormones that came in on this other side, so I'm going to send that over to Debbie's file. Here's a medication. She probably doesn't need that, but I'll send it over there anyway. I don't know why the computer is acting very recalcitrant and not putting things where it ought to. But that's the med one. And here's the protein one, and it's doing the same thing. This is probably operator error here for not setting this up correctly. Toxins is coming up now. And I'm having to put each one of them by hand over here. I don't know why they're flipping up here either, but now they're coming up on my other screen. But we could open all of this, and we could open her proteins, and it would show us, well, that's an activator. It would show us each of the reports. Now, I'm going to do something kind of strange here. I'm going to open up one of my emails. And I'm going to compose something. And we're just going to call it Debbie for right now, because we don't really want to put her, there's somebody else, some other Debbie in there. We don't want to put all of her information out for the public. But the first thing that I am going to send is something from our website, where we're looking for the pastel folder. Now, you watched me do all of this cross-hatching. This folder, and there's four files in it. And where did it go? Four files that you can download. Well, if it will come up so I can download them. Well, there's many more files there, but there's going to be four. One of them, read me first, and I'm going to send that over to Debbie. And you can take our name off of it and put yours on. Steps to interpret a chart, that's also set up so you can take our name off of it and put yours on. A vocal profiling report cover that allows you to put in your own website, and here's what it looks like. So you can put your own practitioner information in there. We've tried to put together, well, my email just shut itself down. Okay? So several files there that you can look at. The nutrient assimilation chart is there. Vocal profiling report cover, I already talked about that. So four files. And I'm going to send those over to her and then wait about a half hour or so. And then I will send her her actual reports.
Thank you.
So to send her her reports, I'm going to go into Debbie's brain, click, hold down shift, capture all of them at once, just drop them in an email, and they will begin to attach themselves. And as soon as I get her address, I'll put that in, and we'll send these over to her. Now, these are management reports for your wellness provider. I'm going to grab the chat here so Debbie can put her email here if she wants me to send these. And I'll send these two emails over.
That's wonderful.
So we figured out what's going on with you. We will, what city are you in?
Del Valle, Texas, outside of Austin.
Tommy, do we have anybody there? Do you know of?
We have someone who's... She used to be with you, and she hasn't made herself current, but it's Dorothy Young.
Well, is she on the map so that we could give a reference to...
I don't know if she is or not, but I think she's expressed interest in seeing clients still, but I don't know if anybody's come to see her or not, but she's willing to do a voice print, and then maybe someone else can, or she might even be able to give tone trials, too.
Okay, so we will get you a reference to Dorothy Young. I've put the phone number in so that you can call the office, find somebody near you. I would have them redo this since we did it on the air and you were in front of everybody. But it seems pretty clear that nitric oxide synthase is an issue.
Okay.
I don't know if Ken will be back on Thursday, so you could ask for him, and we'll see what we can put together for you. What we would rather do is teach you to do this for yourself. So if you don't think you have enough brain power, don't have it together, find somebody to team with and start taking some of these free classes, because you got the program now, you can download it, and so that you can monitor yourself, and we'll help you all that we can.
Oh, wonderful.
Debbie, would you be willing to put your email in chat for me so I can send these to you?
Sure.
Go up to the green tab at the top, click chat, and you'll see all this wonderful stuff that's been going on.
Okay.
We have a very active chat. They've been giving you all kinds of advice. You know, the penance.
You can chat it to share
it
privately.
Well, it's red.
Click on the red chat.
She said green.
Whatever it is where it says chat with participants, click on that underneath the... You have a green tab at the top or bottom of your computer?
Yes. Yes.
If you are sharing, okay, click on that green tab and then go to chat.
Okay.
Now, you can see it's directed to everybody. You can right-click on that down arrow and say privately to Sherry, or you can go to the participants list and just right-click on my name and send me your email address.
Okay. Doing it right now.
And we'll send it right over. And that's the same thing you guys can do with your own clients from afar. Now, when you join the Guardian, you get nutrition. I think you get 2 or 3 programs when you join. And then every month, or you can buy extra programs if you want. The programs are $187, but if you're a member of Guardian, they're $40. You can buy as many as you want, I think. Okay, Debbie, I'm putting that in, and I'm going to name one instructions. And you can do the same thing that I'm doing. There is enough software on the site right now to open your own practice and to monitor yourself. And you've got, looks like a serious issue here, and your husband's concerned about you. Maybe he can help you do this. I cannot believe that we are out of time. That's incredible. Go to our site. Munch around, see what you can find, download the software, download the pastel folder, and all the goodies we've put up here for you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank all of you for being here. And I love this chat. There is so much that you guys put in. Okay, Paulette is saying... Paulette, we need to know more about where you're getting this so we can help other people, because that is a great idea. Have you used Pyrantel? Okay, let's go look at that. I don't remember which one this is. This is a site that is one of our friends, Brian Scherer, and somebody's... This is so far away from me, I can't see it. Is this the one that says Pyrantel?
No, 2 down from that.
Here?
Up one, that one.
Okay. We have put all of these into our computer program, this neuroplasticity, and if you need it, it will come up and say you need it. So whoever asked that question... But this is a great site for a lot of information about these nutrients and what they do. But all of them and all of their ingredients have been included in neuroplasticity, so it'll show it up. Paulette, was that you asking that question? No, it was Richard. Okay.
Well, actually, I was putting it in there because Mary had put a link to a different site that has Pyrantel on it, the Anti-Aging Society website, which I'm familiar with, and I was just asking her if she had used that.
Can we take the frequency? Absolutely. And you're a practitioner, so you absolutely can do that.
And has anybody used Pyrantel? I throw out the chat.
Well, that's not I take another one. I don't take that one. I take paracetam or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, paracetam. Yeah, paracetam's been around forever. It's getting harder and harder to get, so it must be working. You used to be able to get paracetam for most of the nootropic or, you know, brain-oriented websites, and now it's getting harder and harder to find.
Brian Schauer has it, and
yeah.
we are deliberately putting it into our computer program because we feel his products are just superior. Paulette is asking another question I think is very important. We are asking the government to pay for people to take this class. So if you are on unemployment, you have a disability, go to your local rehabilitation office, vocational rehabilitation, I don't know what it's called in different states, but tell them what is going on and we'll help you get funded to take this course. We want to open a bioacoustic center in every community. Look what is happening to our healthcare. We must take on this idea of self-health and self-responsibility. In check-in, we have Colleen in there, and we're going to add the rest of this. I'm going to take the chat and the stuff that you guys have suggested. I just nearly fell off my chair, guys. I'm trying to put my shoe on. We're going to add these to it. It is a federal agency that retrains people with disabilities. Well, go to your unemployment office or any office that you can to get, and we've had several people come through on these other with the government paying for it. I think that's only right, since they destroyed our health care, that they should pay to train other people to pick up the slack. Yeah. Okay, guys. For those of you who want to check the chat, click inside the chat. Control A grabs it for you. Control C will copy it, and then you can lay it down on Microsoft Word or wherever you want to put it. And I don't think I have it up, but I'll...
I always copy them and paste them into an email and email them to myself. Because then I can always find them.
How clever, Richard. Great. Thank all of you for being here. If you love this and you love the idea, please send it to your Facebook, your groups, your posting. Put it on any blog that has neuroplasticity on it, or any problems with brain like Alzheimer's or diabetes people have problems. Tell them to go to our site. Download this. It's free for 30 days. Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Sherry. Debbie, take a deep breath. I know that, you know, just don't worry. It's, you know, it seems spooky, but it's not nearly as scary as it sounds. Just take a deep breath. I have to ask, I'm sorry, I really want to end the show, but I have to ask, have you always been this way, or did it start occurring?
No, I've always been this way.
Okay. That's all right. Still take
a deep
breath.
Thank you for all of this.
You are welcome. Please stay in touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll try to send you a referral.
Thank you.
There is a map on our site under clinical services, so you can check there. And we'll talk to all of you later.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Thanks, Debbie, for being so brave.
And on Sunday, we're going to talk about James Rison, who they're trying to put in jail for exposing all of the corruption about people tapping in to your email and your phones without a warrant. So that's 12 Eastern. Sound Health Options, Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.